Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We love having you here, and it's our mission to bring you all the latest and greatest tips, skills, and know-how to make you the best that you can be. We know that you have it in you, and we're going to show you how. Now, let's get started.
Welcome to the Pair of Day. As we come in, as we make some adjustments, as we turn this podcast around, hopefully you're doing all right. Hopefully I'm doing okay. I'm grooving. Last couple weeks, I haven't been feeling too well, but I'm back and the voice is sounding better and just going through a little cold and whatnot, a little nasal congestion. Still got it. Still got to take a little medicine, but that's what we're talking about. Like today, just mentioning like when you're not feeling well, what are you doing with yourself? You know, it's one thing. I know some people, when they don't feel well, they just shut it down for the rest of the day. And there's other people the rest of the week or whenever they start feeling better and they start doing their goals. And that's a lot, as I learned a lot about myself as I went through this little sickness I went through, is got to keep pushing. I noticed when I was not feeling well, I was laying around, blah, 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 just laying there. Got up, start moving around a little bit more, start feeling better. And that's just, that works for me. You know, that works for me. It may not work for you. I'm going to be honest with you. Some things that I do, some things that I'm capable of doing, it may not work for you. It may work for other people. It may not work for you. So you got to figure out what's in your body and how it's growing, how it's going, how it's doing. And the biggest thing about a lot of times when you're not feeling well and you start, when you're not feeling well, you got to start, what happens is you start putting things off. You start putting things off. I'm thinking about some things that I need to do before today. And I'm not feeling well, but I got to get them done. I got to get them done or get somebody else to do them and just keep that attitude of, okay, all right, a little bit at a time. This podcast is all about motivating people, all about getting people to the next level. As we get you to the next level, as we get you to do things that you know you are capable of doing, you have to understand that you're not going to always feel well. You're not always going to feel good. I know a lot of people, they only want to work out when they're feeling 100%. They only want to do things when their body feels like it can go. I know right now, just doing this podcast, I sit there and before I push the button, I just think to myself, well, you know, I can do it later on. I can do it now. The rule is about this podcast, we get it done first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning, we get it done. Why? That's when, to be honest with you, that's when I'm just getting together, getting my thoughts together, getting everything together, getting my head together. And I don't feel great, but I know I have to get it done. I know I have people around the world who want to listen to the podcast. I know people that really want me to do well with this podcast. Did I have other people, I'll be honest with you, they really don't want me to do well. I can hear it in their voice. And when you're not feeling well, they're like, yep, see, podcast didn't go up today. You must not feel well. I have people who depend on this podcast for their daily motivation, weekly motivation. But I'm not feeling well. Like, they don't want to hear those excuses. They don't want to hear, oh, yeah, you got a little cold, man. Get over it. We need our podcast. And it's like serving some people sometimes. And as I was going through the sickness, it was, I had the runny nose. I had the coughing and there's a bunch of stuff going on. But as I was going through that, as I was taking my medicine and resting and taking care of myself, I realized a lot of things about myself. Pretty strong, and I can do a lot of things under pressure. A lot of us, when we get a lot of pressure on us, we seem to crumble. Just recently, I was working with this team, and there's certain people that you just watch them. You watch them develop. You watch them get better. As I watched this team get a little bit better and better by the end of the year, they were competing. They were doing things. They were making things happen. Middle of the season, everybody's kind of confused what they need to do. And then we started figuring out how to get that ball in the hoop. And it's like, wow, the things that we worked on, it actually worked. But usually, one thing about this program, by the time they figured out this at the end of the season, and we move on to the next thing. So like I said, it's gonna start a little bit earlier, work with some key players, and we should be fine next year. But I realized a lot of times what happens is someone told me, once basketball season's over, volleyball season's over, or soccer's over, we don't practice anymore. If you want to get a little bit better, and I got to tell myself about this podcast, you got to do a little bit each day. I said, I sit down on this podcast. It doesn't take me over an hour. It doesn't take an hour of my day of time to do. I said, if you don't have an hour of time for the people who listen to you around the world, why should they stay focused? This business is all about content. This business is all about consistency. And are you consistent? Are you going to put new content up every day, every other day, four times a day? What are you doing? Well, I don't have time for that. Well, people have time to watch what you're doing. You have to understand as you continue to get bigger and better and do different things and try to make sure that you understand a lot of things that's going on with me, going on with you. You got to push yourself to the next level. I have this few people that I watch on Instagram. And one thing I realized about them, they're always taking things to the next level. They're not the same where I used to know them. They're always getting better, better, and better. They didn't just stop where they, after high school. I see them, they didn't stop after college, when they graduated from college. They just went and they just said, okay, I gotta keep pushing myself. I gotta keep pushing myself. I gotta keep getting better. A lot of us, what happens in life, we seem to depend on our natural abilities. We depend on our natural abilities. And what I mean by that is a lot of times we're given so many gifts in life. We're given these gifts. And then what happens is we realize as we go, these gifts are going to take you so far. And you got to continue pushing yourself to the next level. A lot of us think, well, I'm gifted. But you got to understand, you got to move on. You got to get to the next level. And how you do that is effort. Effort and dedication to your craft. What do I mean effort and dedication to your craft? Yeah, effort and dedication to your craft. If you want to get better at what you're doing, you got to put some more effort in there. Well, I don't want to do all that. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Well, don't complain when everyone goes past you. Well, I'm gifted. Like someone told me the other day, and I was asking him, I go, why aren't you trying? He goes, I don't have to. He says, I have a little, I have an accommodation where people they can't talk to me a certain way. They can't move me out of certain classes because I've been classified as gifted. I said, but you're getting an F in the class. You haven't learned anything. They said, well, I was gifted in second grade. I said, how long are you going to hold on to that? Well, too long until it works. I said, okay, well, let's see how that works out for you. And so they carried this mentality around. That I really don't have to do much. I don't have to do much until I have to kick it in gear. Some of us aren't motivated until things happen. When things are good, everyone's just relaxed. Oh yeah, this and that. But when you start seeing people are getting ahead of you, I better get motivated. Just like the business I have. I have some things that I need to repair and take care of. And I'm motivated because of me. I've been in this business for a while. And if I look at other people, other businesses and what they're doing, just be concerned with what you need to do. Be concerned with what you need to do. What I mean by that is a lot of times we want to be concerned about everybody else is doing instead of what we're doing. And I realize it doesn't work like that. Life doesn't work like that sometimes. You have to just take care of your stuff and keep moving. As I look at some things that I'm doing and some things that I'm accomplishing, I have to realize as I do these things, as I continue to get better and better, I gotta go to the next level. And sometimes, to be honest with you, this next level stuff really doesn't take much work. It just takes you to stay with it. What I mean by that, I know lately I've been doing a podcast, and we're gonna do some adjustments to the sound quality. And as I've done the sound quality, and as I've worked on it, I realized there's a little hum in our podcast. Just a little hum that makes a sound. And I can hear it. It's not bad, but I can hear it make that little sound. So I realized, like, oh, I gotta make some adjustments to some things that I'm doing on the other end. I'm gonna try it out. It's just to turn the dial down a little bit. Don't get so much feedback. And just go from there. It's not that big of a deal. But a lot of us don't want to do that. A lot of us don't want to make those subtle little adjustments. We want to sit there and feel sorry for ourselves and let everyone talk about us. Let everyone determine the things that we need to do instead of taking care of things that we need to take care of. As I watch myself and as I continue to push myself to the next level, just little subtle changes that you need to do in life. It's not that big of a deal. It shouldn't make it a big deal. But I realize in life there's some people who, that's what they do. They take a small little thing and they make a big deal about it. Just like I was referring to my little cold that I had. Told somebody I got a cold. Oh my gosh, you better do this, you better do that. Can you believe this? I can't believe you're in that much trouble and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But we're gonna fight through it. We're gonna continue fighting through it. We're gonna continue pushing ourselves, not complaining about it. Because I'm around people all day. All they want to do is sit around and talk about the problem. They don't want to solve the problem. You know, how do we do this? How do we solve it? You know, I wonder if I could do this. I wonder if I could do that. That's just the kind of people I want to be around. I want to be around people that, hey, you know, there's a fire over there. Hey, you know, this is this. Anybody can tell me that. I want people to tell me, I wonder if we do this, this will happen. I wonder if I try that, will this solve the problem? I wonder if this will happen, if that will happen. Those are people I want to hang out with. I was watching a documentary about this baseball owner, former baseball owner of this team. And he said in their house, they had this little box. It didn't have money in it. It didn't have anything in it. It had ideas. It had this, if you had an idea, you write it down and you put it in the box. He said, well, everyone was, multiple siblings. If there was a fire, he was in charge of the ideal box. He didn't care about the paintings, the furniture, photos, whatever. The ideal box was the most important thing. So as they bought the team, they had all, they try to figure out, how do we get people in the stands? How do we get people interested in what we're doing here? So they just start going to the ideal box. Let's try this. Let's try that. They didn't just sit stagnant and say, well, this is our fate in life. They actually had a plan. They had different ideas to get people interested in what they're doing. And it worked. You know, they did it for a while. Still doing it. What do you have? What ideas do you have that you're going to implement in the next 6 months, 3 months? A year. I've been sitting on this little financial situation for a while. And as I'm sitting on it, I'm trying to figure out how I have this one credit card, and it's a cashback card. If you buy something, they send you some cash back. And you know, you only get a certain amount each year, but it's better than nothing. It's better than just, here's my money, take it. So, you know, some purchases you get 1%, 2%, 3% back. Some of the bills that I have here at the business, they're not cheap. But I usually pay them in cash and keep moving. The last couple months, I'm like, let's try a credit card. Let's try a quick credit card. You're going to still get their money. They take it out, whatever. And I realize they start sending me like this cash back. Hey, here's $7 here. Here's $15 here. And I said, whoa, why didn't we start this earlier? Why didn't I have this idea earlier? I don't know. Why didn't I have this idea earlier? I said, all this stuff, you can be buying more equipment or whatever with the cash back you've been getting. Excuse me. I said, I didn't think it was going to work. No, you didn't try. You tried it one time and you got scared. That's what usually happens. We get scared. We get scared. And we run away from the situation. Just like this podcast. As I start this podcast, I told myself I can either get better or run away from the situation. What do you mean run away from the situation? Yeah. Just run and act like, well, you know, if it works out, it works out. It doesn't, it doesn't. As I look at some of the problems that I have, I noticed today I had a situation I had to take care of. I can either let it sit on the floor, pick it up, fix it, and move on. Pick it up, fixing it, and move on. That's the most logical way to do it. But not everybody wants to think like that. Not everyone wants to be proactive about their decisions. That's how I introduced the topic of like, how do you maintain and how do you continue doing things when you're not feeling well? That's a trick in life. You're not always going to feel well, but you still got to produce. You still got to do certain things. As I look at this podcast and it's growing and growing, make sure you like or follow whatever you need to do. As I watch myself and I watch my behavior and I continue to do certain things that make me happy, I have to just really keep pushing. Today, to be honest with you, it's raining outside. One of those days, he's like just laying around doing nothing. Don't get too many of those days. What am I going to do with that time? I'm going to try to get some things done on the inside that I never have a chance to do. I know I'm going to do some things, some financial stuff, take care of that stuff. Sit myself down, get it done, knock it out, and keep moving. I notice myself, I keep saying that to myself, keep moving, you gotta keep moving. Do I do it all the time? Sometimes I kind of stumble a little bit and I half do it, then I have to go do it again. Today, I got up and I got a text message someone, there's people that depend on me to be certain places at certain time. They pay me money to be there, pay me money to do that. I gotta get out there and do it. I gotta work. I don't have time to hear about my cold story. I know as I think back to some things that I'm doing with the podcast, and as I gotta push a little bit more on my Instagram account. But I'm tired knowing that. And I got just a few things to do, put it up there and keep moving, dude. I know there's a lot of people in this world. They don't want to jump these hurdles. They really don't want to jump these hurdles. They just want to just sit around and talk about how can I get over that hurdle and actually going out there and doing it. Everyone has an opinion how to get over that hurdle the best way. You have to figure out what's best for you. I understand that it's not easy. understand that setbacks are going to happen. But on the other side of that setback, what are you going to get? As I watch myself and as I watch all the great things that we're doing, and I thought about myself. It's like, well, some days as I'm thinking about this, the business and the equipment loan that I have to deal with. You know, if they gave it to me, they trusted that I would pay it back. And I looked at the number and I looked at what we had left on it. So there's some days I didn't feel well coming down here and working. But I pushed through. I said, this last part of this little loan that I had to take care of, I said, I got to just keep pushing. I know it doesn't make sense to you out there. It makes sense to me that I got to do better. I got to really, really watch myself. And what I mean, watch myself, is I got to take care of myself. I got to make good decisions. I said, the money that we have, just keep dumping it on that situation and get rid of it. It'll get done. It's going to get done. I said, but the thing is, don't make that same mistake again. Don't make the same mistake again and running out there and getting that and then putting yourself in a bind. What happens a lot of times, we get into one situation, we get out of it, and then we do it again and again. And you're like, man, I can't get a break. Yeah, we keep falling for the same trick over and over again. Why? Because we're a sucker for it. We're a sucker for falling for the same little tricks over and over again. If you're going to fall for that trick for that person who's doing things to you, try to fall for a different trick. Don't just keep pulling the same little trick on you over and over again. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. If you're going to get me, I'm going to make you work for it. I'm going to put some effort out. And I'm going to really work a little bit harder to make this thing happen for myself. And I know a lot of times as we make excuses, you know, I tell myself, you have the perfect place to do your podcast every day. I don't know what the excuse is, why it's not getting done. And I beat myself up pretty good about that. Why? Because I demand more for myself. I demand that things get done. I'm really about a task, getting certain tasks done. Once I get these tasks done, I don't want to hear any excuses. These, you know, in life, you got your must-dos, your may-dos, might-do. The podcast is a must-do. Like I said, every day I'm amazed at the people who watch the things that we're doing. I'm amazed that as we do certain things, this podcast, how it's reaching people and talking to people and how it's making a difference with these people. How I love, and then here's the part that messes me up. I start feeling bad. I'm like, well, why can't you do the YouTube stuff? Why can't you do this? Why can't you do that? I ask myself, be patient with yourself. You'll figure it out. Let's try something different. And the thing about a lot of times if we try things that are a little bit different, we have to understand that when we're trying something different, it's just, like I mentioned earlier, it's just a small adjustment. A really small adjustment that we have to all make. Once you make that small adjustment, things are going to work out. But if we don't make that small adjustment, it's going to be rough on us. Why is it going to be rough? Because we didn't make the adjustments. If I was working with my son and working with my golf swing and his golf swing, I said, son, you have it. Just make a small adjustment. He made that small adjustment and the ball started flying where it's supposed to fly. He's like, that's all it took, huh? I said, yeah. That's all it ever is going to take. Just a small little adjustment in life. You said, well, that was easy. But yeah. That's what you got to listen and try different things. So the way I was doing it wasn't really working out too well. He goes, what do you mean? He said, I said, the way I was hitting it, I was happy. I was accepting that. But there's a better way to do it. There's so much such a better way to do this. And I had to just wrap my brain around there's got to be a different way. And there's got to be an easier way. And as I do these things, I realize, yeah, they are. But we want to may overcomplicate things sometimes. The brain is a very complex, I say it's a nice way, the brain is so complex. And it's moving, it's thinking, and it's engaging all these different things that you can do. You'd be amazed by the things that you can do when you're not feeling well. When you're not feeling well and the brain's like, you may not be feeling well, but I'm ready to go. What do you mean I'm ready to go? Yeah. I'm ready to do things. I'm not trying to be sitting around here feeling sorry for myself. And that's what usually happens with the brain. If your brain is not pushing you to the next level, you gotta get that brain in shape. You gotta get that giddy up in you. Well, I'm tired. I want to rest all weekend. Man. Hit it hard for 5 straight days. Rest for 2. Build yourself up. I was talking to my son about his running and his hitting and his throwing. I said, your arm's getting stronger. I said, you're doing great. So you're doing great. Just whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Increase it a little bit more. He's like, what? I said, yeah. Just increase a little bit more and more and more. And you'll be fine. I said, okay. He said, okay. He was out there the other day and I said, I'm not feeling well, Dad. I said, yeah, you're not feeling well, but you're still dominating. Imagine when you do feel better. So when you push through it, like right now, stomach hurts. It's hungry. That's all it is. Still got to get my work done. Man. Still got to get my work done. You still have to get your work done. And as you go through this stuff, last thing I'll mention, go through with a positive attitude. I had a bill the other day, and I was like, don't smile. Your situation, take care of it. Then I took care of it and moved on to the next thing. Right. That's how it is. Just keep moving, man. Just keep getting to the next level. And that's all we can do in life is keep moving in the right direction. All right. So thanks again for liking, following, subscribing to the podcast. Make sure you share the podcast with someone you may know. Make sure that you use some of the techniques that we talked about in the show today as you continue pushing yourself to greatness. And as last but not least, make sure that you are that positive life that you have.
This week's episode has come to an end, but the fun doesn't have to stop here. If you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, head over right now to Twitter and Facebook and like, share, and get involved. Join us next time.